What's up, DC? We're here today with football seniors Lane Lunsford, Hunter Ditto, and Kobe Thomas talking about their time playing football. Guys, welcome to the show.
Yo, what up?
What up?
All right. So, guys, just first a little bit about yourselves. What positions did y'all play?
I started off playing offensive line and defensive end. Senior year, moved down to nose guard, filled in for what we needed, and I quit playing offensive line.
I played outside linebacker and a little bit of DN.
Started out as a tight end, baby Gronk, and they moved me to the O-line. Realized I couldn't do anything there, so then I went to D-end, and that's where I kind of rode it out junior and senior year.
All right. So y'all are seniors, and our season has ended. So looking back on it, what are some of y'all's favorite memories from this season? Just practice, game?
Well, you know.
Pre-practice, pre-game, anything like that.
On a 4-6 season, there really wasn't much to look forward to.
Well, yeah, but that was just me. Fun stuff.
Probably, for me, it was probably just those practices with all the guys throwing the ball during offensive period with Lane here. Getting chippy with Ditto, telling them not to give up. But probably the McCracken game, just because, you know, we took their quarterback. He got kind of chippy about that, and I think that was really fun to see them kind of beef on that.
Yeah. Mine was definitely the McCracken game. I had fun at practice and stuff too, so just being with the other boys, it's pretty fun.
Union County game, I got my first recorded sack, only recorded sack, and hit the sexy Dexy in the middle of the field.
That's a great one.
Yeah, Coach Debo did not like that.
What'd you
that
get from
one.
That, $100?
Oh, yeah, I got $100 for that. My mom, yeah. Showed my mom the dance before the game, and she said, you do anything remotely close to that, you get $100. So had to cash that in.
There you go. It was all worth it, right?
Oh, yeah. There's, like, a photo of Coleman Amos trying to, like, pull me away.
Yeah.
All right, so that was just last season. What are some of y'all's, looking back on your time playing football, like, as a whole, all throughout your time, not just last year, high school, middle school, elementary school, what are some of y'all's, again, it can be multiple, just some of y'all's favorite memories from that experience.
I've got two. This is going to sound great. Elementary school, sixth grade, won the championship. That was pretty fire. Yeah, I know. We had lost it like 2 years straight, and then we came back and we beat our rivals championship. Made the game-winning tackle, by the way.
Good job.
On Brady Rozelle. Shout out, Brady. And then, honestly, after that, winning the Mayfield game last year, I was on special teams, so I wasn't even like a huge part of it, but just being there when we won, that was one of the best feelings ever. It was awesome.
Yeah, for me, it's also definitely the Mayfield game. I got a couple of valuable minutes. You know, we had guys go down on offense, so I went on offensive line, and it was just, you know, seeing how much it meant to those guys as seniors last year, definitely meant more. And defensively, I played a lot too at a defensive end. You know, recorded a couple tackles, so you know that was definitely a big game. First time we've won since all of us were born, really, or at least the juniors and the some of the seniors, except for Caden because he was like 25, but. That was definitely one of the funnest ones. And then Madisonville, the rain game. You know, not a high-scoring game, big defensive game, but it was just gritty. And, you know, afterwards we did kind of like the Chicago Bears slid through the end zone in the rain. And then probably elementary school doing, like, the Ring of Fire and Oklahoma drills. I don't know if anybody else did, like, the Ring of Fire. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
One person stands in the middle and everybody take turns.
Yeah. Just take turns hitting.
Like, that was fire. Those were definitely some of the best memories.
Yeah, mine was probably definitely elementary ball. Wasn't really worried about nothing, you know. It was just fun. Just out there just living life, honestly. It was fun. So,
So we all obviously like all our coaches, but if y'all had to pick one that was a favorite coach, we're just kind of going through favorites right now. Y'all had to pick just one, like all of them, obviously. But
yeah,
you just had to pick one.
Picking one is like so tough. Like,
if you got like two or three, you can go ahead and shout them out.
Hargrove and Fight are definitely up there. Like, you know, Debo's the head coach, but at least for our first year, he was just the defensive coordinator, but he spent more time with the DBs. So, you know, like, I mean, we still knew him, but I feel like I didn't know him as well until he became the head coach. So I'd probably have to leave him out of my top three. Love Coach Debo. Shout out to him. He is the best head coach
number four
in the region. But I'd definitely have to go with Hargrove and Fight. And then before that, before he left, it was Kendall. I don't know if I can put him since he's not here anymore.
You can put him.
But
it's fine.
Kendall, you know, he always believed in me. He never gave up on me. You know, he saw something in me as a freshman that nobody else did. He's my guy. Kendall's big shout out to him.
Mine are definitely Hargrove, Fight, and Harmon, just because Harmon's goofy. But, but Hargrove, he's one of a kind. You know, there will never be another Coach Hargrove ever. I think so.
That's love, Coach Hargrove. Coach Hargrove's just got crazy grit.
Yeah, he's got like that Brian Urlacher mentality.
Slam his head into kids' helmets when they get picks. Like he's a monster,
just come back, buddy.
Hargrove and Fight. Yeah, that's definitely
his
my
heart
two.
Attack game against Marshall.
His heart attack. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Talk about a comeback.
Yeah, right.
So, Kobe, this one's just for you. How long have you been playing varsity football? Like, just were you getting at least minutes?
So, I guess sophomore year was the first time I got a varsity start. So, it was I think it was sophomore. Yeah, it was sophomore year. So Jake had his one sack heart attack game. Not really a heart attack, but a really bad concussion. He had to go to the hospital, and he wasn't cleared for the Apollo game.
Madisonville, wasn't it? Or something
yeah,
like that.
It was against Madisonville. And then next week we played Apollo. And so that was my first time starting, was as a sophomore. Really nervous, very nervous about that game. You know, obviously anybody is. I'm still young. But I went in, and I think I probably had two or three sacks in one game. Had a TFL. I would have had another sack, but I thought I read screen, and it was not a screen. I looked really stupid in film. But and then junior, senior year.
Yeah, so having played for that long, like – how have you seen yourself, I guess, through those – like, you had a longer time, I guess, to grow playing more varsity football. How have you seen yourself as a player grow over that time?
Well, definitely, like, you know, my first start, it was definitely more about individual stats. Yep. Like, I wanted to get sacks. I wanted to one day beat Sutton's record. Obviously, it didn't happen. But, you know, senior year rolled around, and it's like, you know, we had two good defensive ends that we had in Jaron and Drew. But Drew moves off. Jaron quits football. So, you know, I kind of had to step into a different role, play nose guard, let some other guys eat out there. And so, you know, this year I definitely stepped into more of the role of being like a playmaker, you know, sacrificing myself so that somebody else can make the play, like our linebackers, our outside linebackers, our defensive ends.
What do you mean by, like, sacrificing yourself, I guess, for other for people that don't understand? Like, what do you
– down in them trenches, it gets serious, bro. It gets sticky down there, you know. You know, I sacrifice – making tackles and making plays for myself by just filling my gap, sitting there, forcing stuff outside for other people to come and mess stuff up and make big plays.
No. So, ditto, you, I think, what'd you take, 2 years off from football? What experience made you want to come back, and why did you come back?
I knew that it was probably going to be my last shot to play football this year, so I just decided to come back and – it just went from there. It was fun. It was very fun. I'm glad that I came back.
No. And Lane, you went over earlier kind of that you played multiple positions throughout high school. Like, you kind of – you were switching. Like, I guess, which one did you like the most? And what –
just to
what
throw
was
it out
the,
there. Yeah. He was a terrible tight end. Like,
No hands. I remember.
He would have once a week, he would head tap one of our starting safeties, and then he would get super hyped, and then he wouldn't do anything else.
So, I guess, is there a certain one you liked more? And what was that like, having to switch from position to position pretty much every season?
I liked tight end, but it's as Kobe said, I knew I didn't have any hands. And I kept thinking, like, year would go by, and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to have them this year. Did not happen. I just couldn't catch the ball. I don't know, man. They throw missiles. Quarterbacks throw the ball so much faster than you realize. And I just couldn't track it. I don't know. I'm just not built like that. So they try to move me to offensive tackle, thinking I could build up some size, and it did not happen. Like, I tried to get weight for the longest time. I was eating like crazy. Nothing worked. Moved me to D end because I guess I had the Sutton build going for me going into junior, senior year.
Not true.
What do you mean not true?
You do not have that Sutton build, bro.
The Sutton build? The lanky build?
Nah, you're too strong.
Too strong?
Yeah, you're too fat.
Oh, okay.
That eating worked out a little too well.
Yeah, way too well.
So they moved me on to D end. And honestly, I really liked playing D end. I didn't want to play offensive tackle. I was happy when they moved me to D end. I wish if I could have chosen, I would have wished I could have had hands and played tight end, but it was not going to happen. So I'm pretty happy playing defense. I've always played defense like since elementary, middle. So I was happy with it. I really do like hitting people a lot. I thought it was fun.
So like, what was it? I guess how different was it in skill sets? I know it's obviously different from when you shift positions from like tight end to D end, and but how different I guess is it, and what specifically is different that you had to kind of I guess switch up to play those to play that position?
It was a lot of learning. I didn't even know how to get into a stand. Like I got thrown in like halfway through the year, so I didn't know the stance. I didn't know what I was doing. I would fly upfield every play. I don't know. It was just learning a lot of fundamentals that everybody else had already got down. I had to kind of learn them way later into it.
Yeah. All right. So as we're coming to an end here, kind of want to focus on y'all's future. What are some of y'all's plans now that football is done, high school is coming to an end? What are y'all planning on doing?
Yeah, Kobe's going to Bama.
Yeah, Bama. For sure. So my first plan, you know, while school year's still going on, there's one or two options and there's no in between. I'm either going to be really, really morbidly obese and just be fat and happy, or I'm just going to go to the gym and get jacked. There's not going to be, like, staying the same or
nothing. There's not an in-between.
No, there's no in-between. And then, you know, plans after high school, I'm going to go to Murray State, hopefully live in a dorm, live my best life. Not going to list what that entails, but, you know, you can piece it together.
It's a PG program.
Yeah, you can piece it together on your own time. But I'm going to go to school for industrial engineering, hopefully pursue a career in that, do well for myself, and maybe one day come back and do some stuff as an alumni. Yep. Maybe come back and give back to my roots.
Coach Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll never see a Coach Thomas unless one of my kids becomes a coach. That will not happen.
Here you go. All right, Lane, what are you gonna? What's your plan?
I'm wanting to go into pre-med at Murray State, wanting to be a doctor. I'm looking at anesthesiology right now, but I'm open to other paths if they present themselves. And, I'm just planning on living on campus at Murray. You got a full ride?
No, he doesn't. He's lying.
That's just not true.
He's paying for all of it.
That 35 on his ACT didn't do anything.
Oh, that's not much. 35 out of 100? That's a terrible score.
My bad.
All right. And Ditto, what about you?
I plan on becoming an electrician, so probably going into the electrical union somewhere. That's basically it.
There you go. All right.
Get back into the gym.
Yeah. It's always good to get back into the gym or get really fat, like you said.
Yeah.
It's one or the other. Yeah,
we go, we are taking Nathan Matting with us.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
To have.
I can be in three places at once.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we're going to make clones of you and stuff. We need to bring you everywhere.
Like Tom Brady's dog?
Yeah. Like Tom Brady's dog. They actually said that he cloned himself and he's actually Drake May.
No, that's what makes the most sense. That's why Drake makes so good.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess good luck on y'all's future, and thank y'all for coming on. It's, for all of them, for Lane, Hunter, and Kobe, and them, Nathan Matting. See y'all later.
You have been listening to Eagle Underground, the student-produced podcast from Graves County High School in Mayfield, Kentucky, hosted by Nathan Matting. Music by Joseph Lonsway. You can listen to us just about anywhere: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.